Now our story continues. It had been weeks since Jessie Calvert had seen her lover, Brett Cameron. Not since the day they had met in front of the library. They had discussed the fact that Ben was apparently suspicious of his wife, and Brett had cautioned Jessie to be very careful, not to do or say anything that might arouse Ben further. And Jessie had been careful, had been very attentive and solicitous toward Ben. But she had been worried. Worried by something Brett had said. She wanted desperately to see him, but it wasn't until today, when Ben had been called out of town on business, that she found an opportunity to go to Brett's house. Now, Jessie is waiting at Brett's door for an answer to her knock.
Oh, he isn't home. If I've risked coming out here for nothing.
Oh, good morning, Jessie. Come in.
Good morning, Brett. Apparently, I must have awakened you.
Oh, no, I was up. Just having a cup of coffee, reading the morning paper.
Almost noon, Brett.
It's customary with me to lounge around like this till quite late. Helps me to retain something of the feeling I enjoyed before the Cameron fortune sank so low. However, I don't make a very elegant figure in this old bathroom, do I? Will you join me in a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I didn't come for that.
Just why did you come, Jessie? I warned you that we had to be careful.
It's all right. Ben's out of town for the day.
Where?
Huntsville, I think.
Well, just so long as he hasn't gone up to Chicago.
Chicago? Why would he be going there?
Well, isn't Chicago where his attorney is? What's his name?
Oh, you mean George Farnsworth.
Oh, yes, Farnsworth would be drawing up any change in Ben's will, wouldn't he?
Oh, Brett, are you still worried about that? Ben isn't going to change his will.
How can you be so sure? How's Ben been acting?
He's been watching me very closely, but I've given him no reason to be suspicious. I think he's beginning to calm down.
Good. Keep him that way. Then he said nothing more about the will, huh?
No, not for days.
Fine. Well, since everything seems to be running smoothly with dear old Ben, this must be a social call. I'm delighted, Jessie.
No, Brett. It isn't a social call. I've been frantic with worry.
But why, since there's no cause for alarm?
Brett, what did you mean by saying the community bazaar was a perfect setup for what we had to do about Ben? And that this time we wouldn't miss?
I shouldn't think that'd need any clarifying.
But the bazaar isn't to be for some time, and you've been insisting that we couldn't afford to wait. That we must do something right away.
Naturally, I was speaking relatively. I don't propose to drag this thing out over a year or so. However, for what I have in mind, there are a number of details to take care of. The night of the bazaar will be soon enough.
And what do you have in mind?
I told you I'd let you know when the time comes.
Brett, I refuse to be treated like this. Whatever you're thinking that might affect Ben or in any way involve me, I have a right to know.
Don't you trust me, Jessie?
Question of trusting you. You said I'd have to say certain things to certain people. How can I be expected to do a thing like that with any degree of intelligence unless I know what it's all about, what's important and what isn't? Besides, how can you know that I'd consent to it?
As for your consent, you hardly have any choice, Jessie. But you are right about the other. Yes, I suppose I might as well tell you now. Have to sometime, and we can't be sure when we'll have another opportunity to discuss him. But I warn you, Jessie, it has to be just as I say. Every detail. So memorize it. One mistake and it's no good.
And suppose I won't go through with it?
You'll go through with it.
You seem to think that I'll do anything you say. That I'll accept any plan you might think of without question.
Well...
Oh, all right, Brett. Tell me what it is.
Well, I'm counting on practically the whole of Wakefield being at the bazaar.
Well, in the light of previous years, I think you can rely on that. As I told you, I'm a member of the planning committee, and I know that our pre-sale of tickets is very promising.
Good.
It's for the community church, and almost everyone feels obligated to attend.
And Ben will plan to be there?
Of course.
Fine. With everyone concentrated in one place, there'll scarcely be an opportunity for something to go wrong.
But What is it that you want me to do?
Several things. First, the day of the bazaar, I want you to tell Ben that Randy's in love with Kit. There ought to be something in that situation. Something he can work on.
What?
Well, he ought to be able to use it as a springboard to get Ben excited, to get him to want to see Randy.
Oh, I guess so.
Right. So you arrange for Ben to make an appointment with Randy that very night. Have Randy come to Ben's house.
Then what?
But you aren't to be there. You must be at the bazaar already, telling people that Ben is at home and is expecting Randy to stop by. That Ben's joining you later. Everybody knows of the ill will between Randy and Ben. Won't be long after you've mentioned it to a few people until everybody at the bazaar will be speculating as to what the meeting's about.
Yeah, that's right. Speculation's running pretty high right now as a result of Randy's building the new model home.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's wondering just what kind of a conflict it's going to bring about. And when they hear from me that Randy is to meet Ben...
No, but hearing it from you won't be enough, Jesse. We have to have a witness. Where the maid be that night?
Well, last year Lucy helped serve the buffet dinner at the bazaar. I counted on having her again.
Perfect. But Lucy must admit Randy to Ben's house. That'll be positive proof that Randy and Ben were together. Then she must leave.
It's fairly simple. When I leave, I'll tell her that Mr. Calvert is expecting Randy. That she should wait until Randy arrives and then come on over to the bazaar.
Well, that might cause some suspicion. You're telling her so explicitly.
Oh, no. She'll have to clean up the dinner dishes anyway. I'll just mention casually that Randy's coming and that Ben would appreciate it if he didn't have to go to the door himself. She'd understand that since she knows Ben hates Randy and would be reluctant to have to admit him to the house.
Well, that's one of the things that I'll have to leave up to you. Now, I'll be at the bazaar when you arrive. I want you to make some sort of an entrance. Apologize for being late and explain that Ben couldn't come with you because of his appointment with Randy and that he'll join you later. You see, it's important that we make everyone aware of the situation. Get them to talking about it. I want as many people as possible to see you come in alone. Now, do you see what the situation is?
I think so.
I want you to be sure. Here it is again. Ben's at home waiting for Randy. I'm at the bazaar. A lot of people have seen me. You're at the bazaar. Everybody will know that. And everybody will be talking about Randy's meeting with Ben, wondering what the outcome will be. Lucy will admit Randy. She's our witness that Randy was at Ben's house. You get it?
So far. Then what?
Then what? Well, when Ben is found, Randy will be accused of his murder.
Oh, but, Brett, this is practically the same plan we had before. Throwing Ben and Randy into conflict. Expecting Ben to become angry and to have a heart attack. Then when he needed his heart stimulant, he wouldn't have any because we'd substituted water in the medicine bottles. Only it didn't work. Ben didn't get angry with Randy. Certainly, if Ben didn't become angry then, he won't now. Because I can assure you that if Randy's in love with Kit, and that, by the way, is only conjecture on our part, Ben won't care. The way Ben feels about Kit at this point, he may even be glad to have her marry Randy. Probably think it served her right. Oh, no, Brett. The whole thing falls completely apart.
You're right, except for one thing. Doesn't make any difference what happens between Ben and Randy. The only thing of importance is that people can suspect what might have happened. Because Ben will be found dead.
Oh, but that's ridiculous. Well, how can you be sure of a thing like that?
Jesse, when you meet me at the community bazaar, you'll give me the key to your back door. I'll be inside your house as soon as Lucy leaves. And when Randy and Ben have finished their interview and Randy leaves, I'm going to kill your husband.
Jesse Calvert was stunned by Brett's words. Surely he didn't mean what he said. But disbelief gave way to cold horror as she looked into his eyes. In Brett's mind, he had already performed the deed. For months, Jesse had tried to reconcile herself to a plan of disposing of Ben, telling herself over and over that Ben was a sick old man, would die naturally in a short time. But this was cold-blooded murder. And Brett Cameron, the murderer, was the man she loved.